Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hi, Rudeness. Hi. Happy Indictment Day, Week, something, maybe. Hi.
Eve. Indictment Eve.
Yes. Ooh, all a tingle.
Yes, I know. I can hardly wait to go under that tree.
I love your tweet, too, on the same, premise as that tweet I just read. MAGA cretins who are seriously underestimating the number of Americans who will be dancing with joy if Trump is indicted. You won't kill that buzz, you brainless clowns. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What did someone say? Yeah, our main danger is running out of booze.
Yeah, they're all like, oh, wait till you see the number of people who flood the streets and shut things down and all of that. Yeah. I'm like, shut up. You're not. You're not going to. You know what? You're not going to even have your scooters charged up in time.
Sorry. Yes, Eric Erickson was one of the so nice they named him twice.
Yes.
He tweeted, the people who want to lock him up do not appreciate the backlash to arresting Trump that'll happen. And you said appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it. A bunch of backwards ass bumble shooting themselves in the trying to defend their orange god. And in New York City, where at least 75% of the people hate Trump. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There will be lines and lines of people standing there just pointing and laughing when it's time for him to, go get his mugshot and everything.
So, what is your speculation on this? Because I know the minute it happened, you're like, oh, wait, the only source is Trump for this, and of course, you're like, what is he up to now? Obviously, it's all the usual, all of the above, inciting violence, grifting, but also, trying to make it all about him. And he's in control when he's not in control of this. He's trying to get ahead of the narrative, I guess. What is your take on
that? I would also say that by putting a date on it, if he's not indicted tomorrow, he can claim a kind of victory. Like they don't really have anything. So there is that spin, like you said, it's getting out ahead of the story, but I think it's also a way to spin the story. And I do think a huge part of it is the grift. I mean, it's like, yeah, you know, you better contribute. Cause I mean, they immediately sent out a fundraising appeal based on the idea, but you know, there are other signs out there. The fact that the Secret Service has been contacted about, you know, what to do, the fact that, you know, if he's arrested.
You're right. That's the story that I went, oh, these are from actual sources. And you're right. It is just about state, local, federal preparing.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. That's actually more tangible than anything Trump, you know, sort of mouth farts on Truth Toilet.
You tweeted, so the guy who incited a riot is trying to incite another riot, and we're just supposed to throw up our hands and go, well, free speech. I mean, again, we'll talk to our legal lads and ladies this week, Rude, but it would seem like that is absolutely another reason to not get bail, is he actively, you know, clearly inciting violence. This time he didn't even bother with the peaceably protest, right?
Right. But you know, the other thing though is it's funny that he's going to be arrested in New York, which, you know, has the new bail rules, which will help him more at this point, even though he's railed against the new bail rules here.
Yeah.
So the other thing is here's somebody with a record of inciting a riot. Yeah. So this is not an abstract concept that he can say things that incite his followers to violence.
I mean,
there's talk of other charges coming from the things that he just keeps screaming about.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, I mean, Chris and Travis keep highlighting the Georgia juror that said this is massive, this is massive, repeated it, you know, that it's bigger. And I think in both cases, and also because we keep saying there's clearly other crimes that keep piling up in terms of obstruction and all of that. This, you know, last witness today, I think, is Trump's Hail Mary to try to discredit Michael Cohen, right? But that's probably just going to result in another witness tampering or obstruction, whatever charge.
Or another lawyer's career destroyed.
Yeah. This was the trough. When was this? Saturday, Travis? Let's see. This is when the caps lock stuck. This was... So it's Robert Costello is the name, right? Yeah. He's the former legal advisor to Trump fixer Michael Cohen. Will be testifying today. Let's see. Costello spoke with Trump's attorneys in the case, claiming to have information that contradicted Cohen's current statements and could be exculpatory for Trump. I'm going to guess not.
Right. Yeah.
Michael Cohen, as we know, brought all the receipts, but he said, just reported the most important witness to go before the New York City grand jury, a highly respected lawyer who once represented a convicted felon, jailbird, and serial fake storyteller and liar. Michael Cohen will be doing so tomorrow afternoon. The information he will present will supposedly be conclusive and irrefutable. Witch hunt! Okay, so you know when...
You know, I want to think that Trump's real voice is actually that high-pitched.
By the time he gets to witch hunt at the end, I think...
Witch hunt! I actually want to find something where he called Michael Cohen the highly respected lawyer, because that's what he says about all of his lawyers, until they go down in disgrace or they turn on him, you know? Yes. Anybody that he hires is highly respected, because of course they have to be highly respected because he hired them.
This, you know, it is entertaining to keep up with. I mentioned this morning's was Alvin Bragg should be criminally prosecuted. This is, again, part of his patented peewee strategy. I know you are, but what am I?
Sure.
Yeah. He also, when was this, Travis? Would this be Sunday? It's hard to keep track. He says Biden is pulling the strings.
Sunday.
Okay. Biden wants to pretend he has nothing to do with the Manhattan DA's assault on democracy. Right, because he has nothing to do with the Manhattan DA, but okay.
Right.
In fact, he stuffed, in quotes, I don't know what that means, the DA's office with Department of Injustice people, including one top DOJ operative from D.C. who's actually running the horse face witch hunt.
Oh, God.
Bragg is a Soros racist in reverse.
Huh?
Okay.
Can I just interrupt here? First.
Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yeah. How does Stormy Daniels have a horse face?
I don't.
She doesn't have a horse face.
No.
It's not even remotely accurate to her face.
No. Thank you. Okay. Point of order. Who's taking his orders from the DC? I beat them twice, doing much better the second time despite their disinformation campaign. They don't want to run against Trump or my great record.
Wait a minute. He used first person and then.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Third person and then first person.
Yes.
Got it.
Indeed.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Same sentence.
I'm glad he didn't use the royal we.
Right. Yeah.
In that one. But and I love the idea that the notoriously overly independent Manhattan DA's office, which, you know, avoided charging Trump or his terrible children for years, is all of a sudden politicized now that they're actually going to follow through on some of the crimes.
Yeah.
And the idea, at least attacks some New York politicians for interfering. I mean, he should have gone with Schumer for that one. That would have at least made a little bit of sense. If he's listening right now, you got to bring in Schumer.
Let's go. By the way, he used the word woke. We've been talking about woke recently because Trump said woke prosecutors. I don't know what that, but anyway, you just said for sake. Woke means giving up about discrimination exists and wanting to do something about it. There, that concise enough for you? Thank you. You said, honestly, if you think that's wrong, you're the problem, not wokeism. This is only hard if you are deliberately trying to be a hole about it. Thank you.
Yeah. It's like, what does woke mean? I love that everybody jumped on the conservative writer who asked to define woke and couldn't, even though it was the whole first chapter of her book. And now has just been constantly on Twitter, you know, saying, no, I knew what it meant. I knew. It's like, no, you had a definition. It was just one. You were embarrassed to say that you're racist in front of a black person.
Yes.
That's what it was. If you're anti-woke, you're saying I'm pro-racism.
Those woke socialist microphones.
She blamed it all
on those deep state microphones. Didn't you call it a hot mic moment? Yes, you were asked on a microphone that you knew you had on about the subject of your book. Okay.
Oh, she said she heard them talking, you know, crap about, you know, not wanting to have kids and how having kids is a burden.
Yeah.
And it threw her because
she said her defense
I have children.
Wrong.
And how could it not throw me? It's like, wait, you mean people having opinions opposite from you throw you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
By the way, this speaking of Trumpism will be left no matter what happens this week. Leah tweeted, there is a private Telegram group where parents give ivermectin to their children with autism, Down syndrome, and more. They continue even when the kids complain of horrible symptoms. And you just said, take the kids away, arrest the parents, stop indulging holes who are doing stupid, harmful. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, child abuse. That's child abuse. Not bringing a kid to a drag show.
Yeah.
You know, or to a drag Christmas or something like that. You know,
where is the hospital that these Trump idiot hordes are protesting? Because they won't give them ivermectin and
Florida,
hydroxychloroquine.
Of course, I'm
Florida.
Sure it's Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a Sarasota hospital that actually did really well during COVID. They're protesting because they won't give in to their idiot demands.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I was in Manhattan yesterday or Saturday, mm-hmm. as I often am.
Yeah. Yes.
And I was walking. I happened to be in Midtown where Broadway is. And I was seeing little parents bringing their little children out of shows like Chicago and Moulin Rouge, where there is so much sex and so much sexuality and it's all about, you know, affairs and everything like that. And I'm
murder?
Like,
Chicago that yes. has murder.
Yeah, I know.
And I've seen Moulin Rouge.
Cool. We're all good with that. But they're showing up in New York to protest Drag Story Hour.
Right.
Good point, Chris. What are you teaching your kids about murder? Just right. He had it coming.
Yeah.
He had it coming.
He only had himself to blame.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Blame
bump,
the
bump,
victim.
Bump, bump, bump. Oh,
victim
sorry.
Blaming. That's what they like.
You retweeted the headline, Wyoming governor bans abortion pills after extensive prayer. And you said, well, if your invisible sky wizard says it's fine, it must be. These are the people tweeting the loincloth, six-pack ab Trump Jesus that's going to die and be resurrected in 3 days. Okay.
I mean, if you believe fake crap, you may as well believe all the fake crap, you know?
Oh,
if you see Jesus everywhere, I guess you see a ripped Trump.
Exactly. All right, Rudeness, you're coming out our way soon. We're very, very excited.
I'll be out in L.A. in April.
Cannot wait.
I will finally meet you in person.
Yeah, well, it's the second coming. It's the second coming for me. Well, we went out for sushi as tender as a...
Angel's labia.
Yes. We're going to go there
Angels.
Again.
I took him to vegan Mexican.
This is
food.
The third time I'm coming out. I'm coming out.
Yeah. Well,
this is time number three.
Once is enough for us. We understand. We know.
It's always in April, so I always get the best weather, which gives me the total wrong idea of LA weather.
Well,
you missed our monsoon.
You're not guaranteed this year. We've been having storm after storm.
It's been dicey. It's been really dicey.
Yeah, yeah, so all those storms may end by April. Maybe not.
Maybe
who knows?
We'll see. All right. Who knows?
You don't get washed. As long as you don't get washed away, it's all good.
That could happen, too.
We'll be in a Trump storm as well, I'm sure, by April. Yes, rolling indictments. I like it. Yes. Like rolling orgasms. I love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay.